Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday Night Vista Life conference call. I am always so excited to have everybody on the call. And if there are any new associates that have just joined us within the last month or so, welcome. I hope you are experiencing Vista Life in a very positive way. They have awesome products. They have, oh my gosh, I could just go on and on, the compensation plan. Hey, you guys, if you don't have a plan B, you better be getting one, and Vista Life is the place to be. So I am excited tonight. I don't have any announcements. Don't forget, except for one, don't forget about the free shipping coming up for the 29th. That's still, let's see, we've still got another week. But the 29th, till the end of the year, we have free shipping. So take advantage of that, you guys. But without further ado, I am always so excited to have our CEO with us. And tonight she is going to be talking about retention, attention. And for those of you who are new to the call, Dr. Karina Long is our CEO. And she started this company going on 11 years. And she is a woman of integrity. She cares about your success. Yes, she's concerned about your health and all of that, along with her husband, Dr. LeBron. But she is so excited and passionate about seeing you succeed as an individual. And she always has awesome tips for us. They've got stuff in the back office that you can take advantage of. But without further ado, I would like to get Dr. Karina on the line.
I am here, Susie.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for hosting the call. Thank you for always being here. And I did hear you and Jim talking beforehand, and I think that's a fabulous idea. However, until we have a clone machine, then we'll have complications having so many rallies a year. But that's what you leaders are for. We're cloning, y'all are clones of us, and your leaders are clones of you. And that's kind of what we're actually talking about on the call tonight. And by the way, I want to say Happy Father's Day to everybody. Happy Father's Day to Jim Dungan. He is our girls' godfather, and so we want to say a special Happy Father's Day to him, but everybody else on the call, Happy Father's Day. We appreciate you, what you do for your family, and you know, good father figures in this world today is something to be honored, that's for sure. So I want to say thank you for being an awesome father. Thank you for your service to your family. But with Jim and Susie, we're talking about at the beginning of the call about having multiple rallies throughout the year. And Jim said that, you know, that would kind of be hard on the company because of the time restraints and everything. So thank you for your considering us, Jim. And it would be amazing. However, you can have those rallies, several rallies, however many rallies you want throughout the year to encourage excitement. And you can do that on a local level. And tonight's call is on retention. And don't you know that that would keep retention? If you had a local rally, now you don't have to go all out. You can do fun things. You can make it what you like it to be and make it part of you and not just a duplicate of what we do by no means, but just so that it's fun and it's exciting. And I know Joe and Laura Farmwald have had several in their area. Bambi Byram and Bobby have had several in their area with their leaders in Texas. It is very doable, and it's very fun, too. It kind of gets you excited. It kind of gets you motivated. It gets you in front of people, and isn't that what it's all about? People, products, prosper. It's about the people. So tonight, I want to share with you just a little bit, just to kind of get your mind going in the right direction about retention, because with retention, it's a lot easier to keep your customers than to try to get new customers sometimes. Now, sometimes we just have to let them go, and we're not forcing anybody to take our products. For heaven's sakes, I used to say back when we first got started, because auto ships used to have a bad name. Automatic shipment, subscriptions, stuff like that used to have a bad name, like, oh, you're just trying to get us in and, you know, keep that product coming. And I used to always say, we're not one of those companies. Think of it more like a subscription, like Sam's Club has subscriptions, or they did before this COVID-19 hit, where I could get toilet paper sent every single month, or, you know, how often I wanted it. I could have had it every week if I wanted it sent straight to me. I know I'm going to use toilet paper, you know, once a month. I need it refurbished in my home. I have put that on automatic shipment. I don't know about you, but if I'm going to take something, or if I'm going to need something, I have to use something, I have to pay something, I love it to be automatic. I don't want to have to worry about it. I don't want to have to look at my cabinet and think, oh my gosh, I'm out of Purple Tiger. And it happens to me because it doesn't ship to my house. I have to get it from the warehouse. So there has been several occasions that we have been out of a couple of products or two. But so back in the day, auto ships were like, you know. And I used to say, we're not one of those companies. There's too many people that want to take a good product that I don't need to give it to somebody who doesn't want to take my product. You know, I have a warehouse of products that there's plenty of people out there that want them. I don't want to force it on somebody who doesn't really want it just to sell a product. We're not one of those companies that want you to stockpile it in your garage. Our products are too good to be in a garage. They need to be in your cupboards, and you need to be taking them and consuming them because they help people. You know, we don't want to be one of those front loader companies, and we're not. We never have been, and we need not to be because our products are too good for that. We don't have to make you buy a case when you purchase our products. Because we have 200 products to choose from. Well, more than that now, isn't it? To choose from, the awesome body care products. I mean, don't we all need shampoo and conditioner and body wash, bath oil? I absolutely love it on a monthly basis. We all need that. I don't want to think about that. I want to pop that right on my auto ship. The bills. I know I'm paying my electric bill. I know I'm paying my phone bill. I don't want to see it. Don't even remind me how much I have to pay for that stuff. Just take it out, you know. So if it's automatic, I love that. So auto ships are not a bad thing, but we do need to keep our associates on them. Number one, the products do not work if they don't consume them. If they're not purchasing them, then the products won't work because they don't have them and they can't take them. So it's very good to have retention and have those people taking the products. You know, if you're getting Jesties, you know, your heartburn should go away. But if you're not taking it consistently, then it may not, and you may not get the result that you want right away if you just take Jesties. Oh, you know, I took one today. Oh, yeah, I skipped a day, and then I took another one. Well, if you're having heartburn and indigestion, then you need to take those things three times a day, every day. I did it for years and years and years, and my indigestion, my heartburn, totally gone. Totally gone, and I had to deal with this stuff all my life. I just thought really everybody dealt with issues like that. I didn't know that you could actually eat anything and, you know, not have heartburn. Now, it wasn't anything. I was young when I first started taking supplements, and Jesties, you know, digestive enzymes and colon products were among the top on my list when I was 17 and first started taking them. And I took them very religiously. I have really never, ever, since I was 17 years old, ever slacked up on my dietary supplements, ever. Now, there may be a time that, you know, I ran out of something, like I said, or, you know, I switched up on products. You know, it's good to switch up on products, too, like Purple Tiger Gone Wild, Going Green, different things like that. It's good to switch them up so your body doesn't just get used to them, but you switch them up. You don't just leave them laying. It's very important to be consistent, and we like that consistency with your associates and your customers too. And I want you to think about this. Think about two different businesses, And one business retains 90% of their customers, their associates, in a year, and the other one retains 80%. Now, both of those are very good numbers, aren't they? Not one retains 90%, the other one retains 80%. They both of them have a net growth of 20% per year. Okay, so both of them have increased 20% per year, which is very good. Actually, if you have a growth pattern of 10%, you're like really good and growing, okay? So 20% per year, both of them. The first one will have, that retain 90%, will have 10% more growth, while the 80% one, of course, won't have any additional. All right? So the other one will have 10% more. Over 7 years, this is what compounding does. This is what networking is all about. Over 7 years, the first business will virtually double just in 7 years with the same growth as the other company. And there's only a 10% retention difference, and it still will double within the 7 years, while the second one will just have normal growth. Everything else is equal, but that 10% in retention caused that first company to double, or that first associateship to double in 7 years. Isn't that amazing? That's what retention does. Think about just that little bit more retention, just that little bit more effort, that more of, oh, I need to follow up. We heard Joan Farnwald from Kentucky, who is a regional director with us, just keeps telling us, follow up, follow up. You've got to follow up. Nobody likes to follow up. Well, there's some people that love to follow up, actually, but there's a lot of people that just like to get new associates and get people in, and it's fun, it's exciting, and everything's cool and everything to start with, and it's fun to tell people everything about the business to begin with. But then when you go to follow up, it's like, well, maybe they're not at home. Maybe they work right now, or maybe they're having dinner. I don't want to interrupt their dinner, or, you know, we'll make any kind of excuse not to pick up the phone, won't we? And I'm terrible about it, too. I have a very busy life trying to raise my two awesome daughters, Hannah and Alyssa, who are 12 and 13, and keeping up with them and running your company for you, that I have a hard time with communication because I have daily stuff that is just constantly our financial advisor contacted me on Monday, and they reached out to us, and his secretary reached back and said, hey, he sent you something and you haven't responded. I said, oh, Mondays are non-communication days for me. I'm so sorry, but I am just putting out fires all day, or I'm chasing alligators all day on Monday. I have no to-do list on Monday because of that. So I apologize, and I apologize to you guys. Monday is very hectic. But so I understand what it is to follow up, because our lives get hectic, don't they? But let me show you another scenario about what compounding does and about consistency and stay in the course does. Now, this is a little side note on investing, okay? So I love investing, and I love helping people. Now, I am not a CPA. I'm not a financial advisor or any of that, but I can tell you some things that we have done and see if it could help you. But let's just talk about just a little bit, okay? What if, now, when my girls were born, all their birthday money and stuff like that, we would put in a savings account, okay? So let's just make this little scenario, and I want my girls to be better than what I am, okay? Me and LeBron did not start investing until later in life, and it makes a huge difference when you invest. Same thing with Vista Life. It makes a huge difference. Look at those 7 years, doubling your associateship in 7 years just by keeping 10% more retention than the other associateship. Isn't that amazing? So let's think about this. I have my girls, and let's just say I started them investing at $1,000, when they were 1 year old. Okay, maybe some grandparents went in together, some aunts and uncles. Maybe, I don't know about y'all, but when our girls were first born, then everybody liked to do things like that. So maybe you gathered up some money that you had saved for your child and that grandparents had saved, and maybe some special aunts and uncles and friends and stuff could invest in your child a little bit, just $1,000, okay, at age one. Okay, now we're going to do this little scenario. You can get an investment calculator, and it's so easy to do. You can just look up investment calculator and plug in these numbers. But we're going to start with $1,000. We're going to do 6% growth rate, which is a steady growth rate. 6% is nice. It's not, you know, over the top or anything, but it's very nice and steady. It's something to really be able to calculate on. Then we're going to add $100 a month. You want your Vista Life money to go to something? Check this out, okay? What if you were able to give your infant, your 3-year-old, your 17-year-old $100 a month in investment money? Watch what it does, okay? Now, say you did this at age one, okay? It's growing at 6%, and we're adding $100 a month, okay? In 50 years, that child, they're 50 years old, they will have $376,000 plus, a little more, $376,000. Now, you may say, well, how much of that did we actually put in, those $100 every single month, how much was that? That was $60,000. So you actually put in $60,000 over a 50-year period, which a lot of people can't see that. They can't, well, $60,000. I don't have $60,000 to invest, but you can get $100 a month for 50 years. We're talking about a child, investing for a child. Now, you can crunch these numbers and do it for us older people that waited later on in life to do it, but I want to show you the numbers and how this looks. So that means that you gained for your child $315,000, and you didn't, all you did was invest, and you just made $315,000. Is that not amazing? That's what compounding and retention and staying the course will do. Now, what if that child said, no, I don't want to take it out at 50 years old. I'm going to wait until I'm 65 to retire, and I'm going to keep putting in $100 every month. That child's just going to keep up what you did for him, $100 a month. At 65 years old, that would be $930,000, just a little shy of $1 million. Now, if he waited or she waited 2 more years, it would be over $1 million. And we're only putting in $100 a month. At the end of 67 years, they would have over $1 million, and all that would have been put in was $80,000 at the rate of $100 a month. That's what compounding does. That's what retention does. That's what staying the course and keeping your people involved. That's what the dollars look like. These are real amounts. This is reality. These aren't just pie-in-the-sky numbers. This is reality. This is what happens. That's why I love networking so much. So what can you do? How can you retain these people? What can you do? Well, like I said, you follow up. Follow up is key. You also look at your organization and say, reduce the attrition. That's the first thing you do if you see people. And there's going to be a certain amount of people, guys, that go and they come back and then they go again. And you're going to have other people. Don't you do that? Don't you go to one store and then sometimes, I'll pick it up over here instead, or, you know, or you buy Avon from somebody and then somebody else has, you know, you see it on Facebook or whatever that somebody else is having an Avon party and you're like, I'll shop with them instead of your other person. So you have people that are going to do that, but get back in their face, you know, get back in their forefront, be a part, and make sure you follow up with those people. You'll be less likely for them to leave you. I'm a very loyal shopper. I think I can't look at myself in the mirror when I talk about this retention stuff because I am such a loyal shopper. I find myself doing this that when my kids were really young and we were really struggling, and a dollar meant a lot more to me, $1 bill, 97 cents, meant a lot more to me 11 years ago than it, you know, than it's as valuable to me today because I had fewer of them and I was struggling, then my uncle had an ice cream shop. And his ice creams, an ice cream shop, it, you know, it can be a little pricey. And McDonald's have ice cream for a dollar on a cone, for a dollar. But my uncle has awesomer ice cream, more awesome ice cream. I did that on purpose. So I hope you laughed. But he has better ice cream, but it costs like three times the amount. Do you know? I know what it takes to be an entrepreneur. I know what it takes for him to open the ice cream shop. Even as valuable as that money was to me, I could not bring myself to eat an ice cream at McDonald's, no matter how less expensive it was. I could not do it. I know how what he goes through. And that's my Uncle Ronnie. A lot of you guys know him, Ronnie and Lou. They had an ice cream shop, and it takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of sweat and tears and everything else to run a hometown business like that, a small business. So there's no way. I couldn't even go to McDonald's and get a little dollar ice cream. I wouldn't do it. That's what kind of customer I am. So you all would love to have me in your organization, but I realize that not everybody shops in that manner. And even I shop differently from time to time, but for the most part, that's how I shop. So you need to look at your organization and see, why am I not retaining? What is the deal? Look at your organization. You have great reports in your extranet. Your extranet is a mass of information. Log into it and look at people with no autoships, associates with no autoships. See what they were purchasing. And you can do that. Were they one bottles? What's the commonality of them? Were they in one area? Maybe you had a show in Atlanta, Georgia, and you see like a huge exodus from that Atlanta, Georgia show that you had. You may think, hey, did I touch these people at that show and get them involved and then just left them? Did I do that? You have to look at yourself in the mirror when you're looking at retention, okay? When you're looking to reduce attrition, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, what have I done that made the customer do this or that made the associate do this, okay? So gather that information. Was it a group of people like that in the same area that you think, oh, my gosh, yes, I intended to follow up. There was my follow-up list. I intended to follow up with that list. I don't live in Atlanta, and I'll let them all go. And all that work I put out, and there's a huge piece of my fallout because I didn't – with shows, it's like get them, get them, get them, get them, get them. You know, you don't have a lot of time to spend with them at shows, and that can happen pretty quick. So you need to make sure you follow up with those people. Or maybe you look at it and you see a commonality of a lot of these that are dropping off autoship. How many products are they purchasing? Do I see a common that they only have one bottle on their autoship? So if I'm taking Purple Tiger and I've taken it for 6 months or maybe even a year, you know, some people say, oh, I don't feel the energy from it anymore. Well, I always say stop taking it and you will definitely know because you will tell a difference. But someone will say, oh, well, I didn't feel the energy anymore, you know, and they go find another product. Well, if they would have just known that we have Gone Wild, Ripped, we have Roar, we have Going Green, we have Gone Wild, we have CBD Energy, Roaring Energy, we have Keep Going, I mean, Surge, we have many different, that's exactly the reason why Dr. LeBron formulated all these purple tigers is because we are our own competition. They don't have to go anywhere else. So if they're leaving because they think, oh, well, you know, I think I've just been taking purple tiger too long, it's not working anymore, then hello, we have 200 more products. You know, so we need to get a newsletter in front of them. We need to send a text and say, how are you liking that? Did you know we came out with Aromas bath and body products? Did you know that we have essential oils? A lot of people are loving essential oils. Did you know that there's Breathe-Ease this time of year? Did you know that we have hair, skin, and nails? People are wanting their hair to grow out during this wonderful summer heat. you know, did you know? These are all things that you can do after you've looked and seen what is going on with my organization. And you can do that for your growth as well. It doesn't have to be just to maintain retention, but you can use those reports for all different things. And share, share, share. You never stop sharing. Even though sometimes you feel like, oh, my goodness, they've heard it. They've heard me say this over a million times. Well, I've been doing conference calls for 11 years. Guess what? Sometimes I say the same thing. Matter of fact, I don't know if you guys recognize this, but this whole retention attention conference call tonight is I type out my notes most of the time or some of the time. Sometimes I scribble them down just to get some bullet points, but sometimes I type them out because I don't want to lose the information. And this was a past conference call I've already done. I just pulled from my stock. I know that a lot of people are asking about retention, so I just pulled it from my stock. You can share and share and share. I don't know about you, but when I go to church and I hear a sermon, I don't think, oh, what a revelation. I get it. I got it. I got it this one time. I never have to get it again. I'm good. No. We have to hear it over and over and over again. Even when we teach things, we still need to hear it over and over again because it still is applicable. It still applies to our life. And sometimes we stray from it. Our brain is going a different direction. We're, you know, life changes. We need to reevaluate. So share. Keep sharing. You could also bring back the lost sheep. You could go get those, you know, that little bit that I talked about, that 80% one that retained. What if they would have retained 90%? You can go after that extra 10%. How do you do that? Look at your extranet. Find those people that dropped off that do not have active orders or auto ships and go after them. It's a simple little report on your extranet, and it gives you their phone number. It gives you their address. So if you wanted to send them something, it gives them their phone number in case you actually wanted to call them. But so it gives you that information. Go after the ones that have left. If you have, you know, everybody has people that leave in there. It doesn't matter what business you're dealing with, okay? But you can also have a communication calendar. You can establish, you know, you need to build relationships. So in order to have a communication, keep communication open, have a calendar. Have the, you know, I'm looking actually every conference call I do, I have my annual playbook right in front of me because if I need to quote a price, I'm terrible. I'm not going to quote a price without looking at my price sheet. I'm just not going to do it. And you probably saw that even at previous rallies and at this last rally Zoom, LeBron asked me a price. I got my price sheet out first because I am not going to quote a price wrong and then a million people say, you said. So I go for my price sheet. I have my planner right in front of me. You maintain a communications calendar within that planner. Schedule when you're going to send out note cards. Or maybe you want to schedule when you're going to do follow-ups, or maybe you have some special offers or to make up ads, to send out thank you cards or send out information about your events or phone calls, put it on your calendar. Write it down. If you write it down, it just seems to happen better. So use your planner for that and have that communication calendar. Make it purposeful that you're following up, that you're building these relationships. And you don't even have to think of it as following up. If you don't like that word, just X that out. You don't even have to think about following up. Think about building relationships, that when I call this person, not, oh, goodness, what's all the negative things that they could say to me. No, be positive and think, oh, well, what are some new things I can show them? If you're really good and smart, then you will dig in your extranet and pull a report and see what kind of products that they have taken and kind of get an idea if it, so that you will know what's going on with what they're doing. You know if they're one bottle auto ship or if they have many supplements that they're taking, okay? So you have access to that and you can help them because they need something from you or else they would not have joined to start with. So it's not like you're bugging them by following up. It's like, have I helped you with your issue? How is this working for you? Are you doing good? Shall we continue to do, stay on the course? We have some people that will call and say, well, it's not quite working right. Well, how long have you taken it? Well, I've just started this week. Well, there are people out there that you need to, just coax along the way and say, okay, well, you're going to need to take it a little bit longer than that, okay? So just stay the course. I didn't lose all my weight the first week I took Purple Tiger. It took me 5 months. Okay? So just stay the course and retention will follow, I guarantee you. So just implement these few little things and, oh my goodness, just pay attention to your associateship, pay attention to your organization and catch some of that retention and you will be amazed the difference that it will make in your organization. I challenge you even to mark down who you have contacted. And see if it doesn't help them stay on autoship. See if it doesn't help them get a result with the products that they're taking. I challenge you, write them down which ones you follow up with, and you'll see a difference. But I love you guys. I appreciate you. Again, happy Father's Day. And, Susie, I'll turn it back over to you.
Oh, my gosh, Dr. Karina, thank you so much. And I cannot believe, I've mentioned before I'm reading this book, Business Secrets from the Bible. And I just read that God didn't give us business so we could make money. He gave us business so we could learn to serve each other very well and be rewarded for it and build relationships. And oh, by the way, the benefit is we're all better off in the end. So business is about relationships. It really is. And if you want to succeed wildly, that means you have to get good relationships, both with your clients, your customers, people who buy stuff from you, and with people who you're building the business with. So you guys get out there. We have a gold mine with Vista Life. And Dr. Karina, again, thank you. I hope everybody has a fantastic rest of the week. And until next week, God bless and good night, everybody.